I want us to look here, and we're still dealing with this Lord's Prayer, this model prayer, I should call it, when he said here in verse 9, Matthew 6, 9, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors." You know, we've been dealing with this business going through here, talking about our Father, what it means for God to be our Father, and that He's in heaven. That's why we are very, very cautious and don't go enter into the presence of God and offer the sacrifice of fools. God's in the heavens. Be still, know that I'm God. He's the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity. And this idea that we're going to give Him a hand clap, we're going to make Him happy by our presence, and we need to do something to get His attention. That's why we come into His presence with awe and reverence. He's the Creator. We're the creatures. And then it says His name is holy. It's holy. And we hallow His name. We regard it as holy. We speak of it as holy. And we respect His name. And we regard His name. And we uphold His name. And we reverence His holy name. And then He comes to this. When we deal with these great and glorious things, His kingdom on this earth and the kingdom that we pray to be coming, and His will done in earth even as it is in heaven, then we come to this. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And this is an astounding thing to me. This one God, our Father, this one in heaven, this one whose name is holy, this one who dwells in the beauties of holiness, the clouds are the dust of His feet, the frost is the breath of His mouth, the lightning are His arrows out of His quiver. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He said, if I was hungry, well, I would not ask of you. He says, all the cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. All the gold is mine. And yet He says this, this God, this high, eternal, holy God is concerned with us.
Yes.
He says He numbers the hairs of our head. He said there He cares so much about the things in this world of His own creation that He says that the sparrows, they don't fall without Him, and that we're of more worth than many, many sparrows. And He's concerned about our little old lives in every detail, small or trivial. David said it like this, my times are in Your hands. And you know how many times we go through in this world? All the different times. When I talk about times, I'm not talking about taking 60-second minutes and 60 minutes in an hour and 24 hours in a day. Times. The times of our ups, the times of our downs, the times of our laughing, the times of our joy, times of our troubles, the times of our heartache, the times of our sickness, time of our health, all the different times that we go through. Times of trial, all the different times that we go through in our lives. And all beloved, you can only find this in Scripture, that God Almighty would take such an interest in His people. That God would condescend to consider our needs even down to our daily bread. And they said, that's what He said to His disciples. He says, after this matter, pray ye. He said, this is the way you're to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, what does it mean when He says, give us this day our daily bread? Is He talking about just food? Is He talking about just food? No. What He's talking about here, you're utterly and absolutely dependent upon Me for everything you have in this life. All that's necessary to your life and your living. Give us this day, and this is what He's teaching us to do. Give us this day, today, what's necessary for us today. We're to ask for what is sufficient for us and necessary for us today. And it's meant to cover everything in our lives. Everything spiritual, everything material, everything temporal. Cover it all. Now let me show you something. Look with me in Proverbs 30. Here's a perfect illustration of a man who knew what this meant. Proverbs 30. And that's what it means, you know, when we say, Lord, give us this day Give us this day. It's your day. This is the day the Lord hath made. And every day is His day. And we esteem every day His day. And we look to Him for everything we have for that day. And oh, we all have necessities for the day. Spiritual necessities, material necessities, temporal necessities. We all have one moment you can be in such a joyful state, and the next minute, just in the snap of the fingers, you can be brought to just you crying in your heart and soul, Lord, I need you so. Right now. Right now. And that's what he's talking about. But look here in Proverbs 30 and verse 7. This is the words of Agur. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. And this is the first. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, what's necessary or my allowance. And this is why, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? If I have more than what's necessary for me, if I have more than my allowance, I'll get full, I'll get rich and increased with good, say, who is the Lord? And then he says, or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Now that's what he means. Just give me what I need today. Don't let me have too much. Lest I deny you and say, who is the Lord? And don't let me be too poor so that I have to steal and take the name of God in vain. That's a pretty good prayer, isn't it? That's a good place to be. Just give me what I need. Just give me. Paul said, you know, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be full and to abound, and I know how to be abased. I know how to be empty. And this is the way we are. And I said, what he means by that, and I'll try to tell you, I'll get on with my message. Before the world, we're always full. We have need of nothing for the world. We know how to abound before the world. But when we come in the presence of God, we're empty. We have need of everything. We ain't going to let the world know we need nothing. We got Christ, we got God, we got everything. Oh, now listen to what he says here, back over in our text. Give us this day. And the first thing, this is where our Lord's teaching us to pray. Give us this day. And first thing he says, give us. That means that everything is a gift. Everything we have comes from God. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And we've quoted this so many times in 1 Corinthians 4:7. Who maketh you to differ? What have you got that you didn't receive? Huh? What have you got that you didn't receive? And everything that we have is a gift from God. In the spiritual realm, everything we have is from God. We have life, it comes from God. We have light, it comes from God. We have knowledge, God give it to us. We have spiritual wisdom, God give it to us. We had no Christ, God made us to know Him. We were in darkness, He brought us into light. We were dead, He's the one that gave us life. And everything we have in the material realm. And this is the thing about it. God made us to be protective human beings, but you know how many people go out there and labor every day and don't get enough even to make a living for the day? And yet everything we have to say, God gave this to me. God's the one that provided this for me, that He is the one that gave me the ability to get these things and have these things, and He can take them in the drop of the hat. And everything in the temporal realm. We have wisdom, riches, peace, health, rain, sunshine, healthy children. Oh, all the things that we have, everything temporal, everything spiritual, everything material, we have to say, Lord, Your hand gave it. We have to say that. Because it's true. Because it's true. It's true. And oh, you know how poor we are? When it comes into the presence of God. Now, as far as the world's concerned, we're not talking about, we're talking about before God. That's why He says, give us. You know how poor we are in the sight of God? We're absolutely and utterly indigent. You know what indigent means? That means you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. Huh? Look at Psalm 40:17. Psalm 40, verse 17. You know, we're all beggars, and we live off another's goodness and free gifts. We live off of the goodness of God. We live off the goodness of God. And I'll tell you, there was a time that I didn't understand that. I didn't know that. And I don't want to be one of these fellows that walk around and say, look here what my hand has made. Look here what my hand has brought. Look here what I've accomplished. I don't want to be one of those people. I want to be able to say, the Lord did this. The Lord gave that. The Lord produced it. And He just made us stewards over it. It's all His. And He just made us stewards over it. I'm going to let you take care of this for a while. I'm going to give you them children for a while. I'm going to give you that property for a while. I'm going to give you your health for a while. I'm going to give you good sense for a while. And that's all we're going to have it for a while. We're only going to have our strength for a while. We're going to have our health for a while. We're going to have our lives for a while. We're going to have our children for a while. We're going to have our wives for a while. We're going to, all these things He says, I'll let you have these. These are things, the gifts that He gives us. And bless His holy name, we want to kiss His blessed hand for everything. We are beggars. We are beggars. You know, the Laodicea says we're rich and increased with goods and we have need of nothing. You know what God said about him? Knowest thou not that you're poor, blind, naked, wretched, and needy? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't know me like I know me. Well, God knows, sees it like it really is. That's what David said here in Psalm 40 and verse 17. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying. Oh my God. How poor and needy are we? I'll tell you how poor and needy we are. We know what we had heard is from our parents Adam and Eve. Nakedness. Poverty. They had everything. Here they were in paradise. Here they had everything they needed to eat. Here they were, had communion with God. Here they were, walking with God, enjoying one another. And then when sin entered into that place called paradise, they became naked, they became ashamed, they were separated from God. And they became poor and needy, that if they were clothed, God had to clothe them. If they had food, from then on, they had to earn it and had to work for it. But yet God provided it for them. He caused the fruit of the earth to come forth. And all beloved in Nathan, you know, God, they thought the devil deceived them into thinking they'd be gods. And they weren't very good gods. They couldn't even take care of themselves. And a lot of people think that they're pretty good gods, but we can't even, you know, I'll tell you how good of gods we are. We can't even provide for ourselves. Can't even provide for ourselves. We can't stop a headache without some help. Can't stop a toothache without some help. And I mean, God can bring us, as old Scott Richardson said, He can bring us to dust in the blink of an eye. Blink of an eye. And all beloved, no Lord, wonder the Lord Jesus says, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God. But where is the poor man? Here's one right here, standing before you, both hands out. Both hands out. I acknowledge that everything I've got is from the hand of God. And if all is a gift, give us, if all is a gift, then we ought to seek every mercy, every day, from God, and seek His mercy. Give us this day. You give it to us. This is your day. Get up of a morning, and after we're up, if you don't think of it when you first get up, and you drink your coffee or whatever you're doing, stop for a minute and say, Lord, this is your day. Give me this day. Give me the day that you want me to have, a day of wisdom and strength and grace and mercy. Let me laugh today if it please you. If it's necessary that I cry, I'll cry. Whatever is necessary for me today, give me that day today. It's your day. And oh, it makes a difference how you view the day. And then if all is a gift then, if give us this day, if all is a gift, then it's not a debt. And we can't say to God, pay me now what you owe me. We can't do like that debtor, you know, when the servant said, come here and pay me what you owe me. And he said, oh, if you'll have patience with me, I'll pay you all. And he did, and he run out and found somebody that owed him some money and got him by the neck and said, pay me what I owe you or I'm going to put you in prison. That unjust steward, he says, pay me what you owe me. Oh, we can't do God that way. Pay me what you owe me? Oh, if it's a gift, we can't say it's a debt. Who can give to God that God would owe him? For of him and through him and by him and through him and because of him are all things. Who hath ever given to him that God hath to give back to him? And oh, I want you to see this in 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles, just keep going back there to your left and you'll find it. 1 Chronicles. Past the Psalms, back on back to your Psalms. You got Job and then you got your Chronicles. Just keep on going back. 1 Chronicles 29. You know, we can't give anything to Him but only what He has given to us. Everything we give to Him is what He's already provided for us. And that's the truth of the matter. Anything we give to Him, we're just giving back what He's given us. 1 Chronicles 29, look in verse 10. One of the men read this here recently, I think, in one of the scripture readings. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be Thou, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is Thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and Thou art exalted as head above all. Now watch this. Both riches and honor come of Thee. And Thou reignest over all, and in Thine hand is power and might. And in Thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, O our God, we thank Thee and praise Thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? Now watch this right here. For all things come of Thee, and of Thine own have we given Thee. What you put in our hands, we just got, what we give back is just what you've already given us. Ain't that right? Now look down at verse 16. Here in 1 Chronicles. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build in house for Thine holy name cometh of Thine own hand and is all Thine own. That's the way it is. Everything we give, Lord, You put it in my hand. I'm just giving back what You put in my hand. Oh my. And that's why it says we love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. If all is a gift, and it is, give us this day, then thank God for His goodness. That's why the psalmist says, taste and see that the Lord is good. He shall give thee that which is good. God, good is His mercy, and it endureth forever. The whole earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And I'll tell you something, beloved, He's not weary in giving. He's not weary in giving. You can't never, He's never weary of giving. You know, David said it this way. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And He also said this. He said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life in this world. When you get there, you won't need that goodness and mercy anymore. But while we're here, we got two wonderful saints following us. Two of God's precious gifts. Two of God's blessed persons. Two of God's blessed angels. Two of His blessed acts. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. And He delights in this giving. Delights in it. And you know, God even spreads the table in the presence of His enemies. Yeah. That's how good God is. He spreads the table in the presence of His enemies. And He does this for His goodness to lead them to repentance. But very few repent. And if all that God gives us is a gift from God, how horrible the ingratitude of those who would dare lift up their mind and heart and wills against Him when everything comes from Him. He even feeds those that fight against Him. Those that are against Him, He even feeds them. Oh, I mean, men and women that just absolutely despise Him, He sets the table for them. It's like Absalom, David's son. Absalom was a handsome man. Oh, he had this long, flowing, beautiful, long, curly hair. And everybody, when he walked by, they said, oh, how glorious Absalom is. Look what Absalom. Oh, what a beautiful man Absalom is. Oh, there's nobody like Absalom. David was so proud of him. David was thankful for him. But one day, because they said Absalom and they bragged on him, he said, I'll get the throne. He walked up and kissed his own daddy. And then when he kissed him, he went out and plotted treason to try to get his father's throne. Huh? Oh my, here's David his son. David his father and Absalom his own son. After David had been so good to him, raised him, respected him, bragged on him, trusted him. And then he turned around and plotted treason against him. Oh my, that's the way people are. God is so good to men and women, yet they plot treason against him. And the mercies that men and women sin against God with, they'll be witness against them at the day of judgment. That's why he said, give us everything we have is a gift. Give us this day. And people say, well, we've got plenty already, so why pray give us this day our daily bread? You know, premillennialists think this is for the tribulation period. You know, they say this is we all got plenty of bread. You can go to the store and buy all the bread you want. So they say this is for the tribulation period when things will be so scarce and things will be so tough that then God will have to provide you a meal every day. Well, I don't believe that, but I tell you, give us this day our daily bread. And I tell you that God may bless. We're saying, God, give us everything we need. We may have food, but would you bless it? Huh? Would you bless everything that we have in this life that we may enjoy it? That we may enjoy it. You know, our Lord Jesus, when the devil came to him and tempted him and he was hungry that night for 40 days, he says, there's a stone there. If you're the Son of God, tell that stone there to turn into a piece of bread. And the Lord Jesus says, man's not supposed to live by bread and bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, so that's what we need. And you know, Gary was telling me before service, y'all remember in 2000 when they supposed to, everybody scared to death, all the computers were going to crash and everybody thought the world was going to come to an end, all the banking system would fail and the airplanes would fall out of the sky and people was buying every generator and they built them basements and places to store all kinds. I mean, they stocked up, buddy, like they did, and the world was going to come. And Gary's telling me about a fella bought great big sacks of beans and rice and everything else and stuck them up under his bed. Whenever the world didn't come to an end, he started dragging them out there and the beetles and the wolves and worms would eat them all up. It just done. That's what happens, you know, when that manna come down. You got just enough for that day. And if you kept it overnight, you got up to use the next day. It's full of worms.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Steve was telling me about all these cabinets full of canned goods. They had them stacked up and left them there and said, you pick them up. They've been sitting there so long they was trying to hoard them. So if everything times got tough in the bottoms, they rotted out and the bottoms fell out of the bottom of the cans. Rusty. Oh my, I'd hate to have to live like that where I'd be scared to death that I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And I have to just stock up and stock up and stock up because God can't provide. I remember my mother-in-law, Ethel. Bless her heart, she loved to raise a garden. She'd work at it. But I remember her saying this so many times. When she'd go out to plant her garden, she'd put a bean in the ground. And she'd pray over every one of them. She said, now, Lord, I can plow and I can plant and I can put the bean in the ground. But there ain't going to be no beans if you don't bless them. She gave him thanks that she could do it. Gave him thanks that she had that ability to do that, but she said, Lord, if there's any beans, you're going to have to bless this. You bless this. And ain't that right? That's right. I know that's so. And all, beloved, and then the food may be in our hands, but the blessing comes from God's hand. Ain't it a blessing to be able to eat food and it not make you sick? Ain't it a blessing to be healthy enough and eat and not be to eat healthy enough to have an appetite? You know, Todd Nybert got sent home from the hospital when he had that esophageal surgery. And he laid there in the bed and his wife, every day she'd go in there and she'd have to feed him through a tube in his side. Fed him in a tube in his side for a long time. I was in the hospital with a man years and years ago, a young man. He drank a big bottle of lye, eat his whole throat out. trying to commit suicide. He had his whole throat out. Couldn't talk, nothing. His throat just gone. Just a big open thing. They had a thing over it. And he had a tube right here, and he had it wrapped around his stomach, and he'd had stuff, and he'd just have a big funnel-like thing and dump that over. Oh, I want to be able to take food in my hands. And that's why we say, God, give us this day. Not only that I have the food, but you bless the food. Make me enjoy the food. Make me thankful for the food. Make me thankful for the food you provide, for the hands that provide it, and the taste that I have in my mouth when I eat it. You say, boy, that's just too simple. Well, that's what our Lord says to pray. Oh. And if God doesn't send a blessing, nothing would do us any good anyway. We wouldn't enjoy it. We wouldn't enjoy our food. We wouldn't enjoy our clothes. We wouldn't enjoy our health. We wouldn't enjoy anything. And though we have plenty, and most of us have more than we ever dreamed we would, we still need to pray, God, you give us the comforts, give us the sense, give us the wisdom to use what you give us, to enjoy what you give us, and to use what you give us wisely. And generously. Huh? And how many has had plenty and lost it in a flash? Huh? You know, I read something this morning, you know, that a man, fame can win a man's heart. Gold can win a man's heart. Wealth can win a man's heart, but only God can win a man's heart with the gospel. A lot of things can win a man's heart, but when God wins a man's heart, those other things take a second place. And all beloved, that's, you know, Ruth said, I went out for Naomi said, I went out full. But the Lord brought me home empty again. I went out full. I went out with a husband, two sons, and God brought me home empty. And that's why we say, Lord, give us. Make us mindful. Make us mindful, O Lord, of your blessings. Before they're gone. And one of these days they'll be gone. And this day, and it says this day, give us this day. Not a month, not a year, but this day.
Amen.
Why this day? Two reasons. First is that we should not be anxious and care for the future. That we should not be worried and fret about the future. Look here in verse 34 of Matthew 6. Don't be anxious for the future. Be careful for nothing, Paul said. He said here in verse 34, our Lord teaching here, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. What are you going to do tomorrow? Well, I'll do whatever I'm supposed to do, but ain't no sense being too concerned about it, because there's going to be enough evil, there's going to be enough things going on tomorrow that we'll deal with them tomorrow when they get here. If it's God's will, we'll get out of bed, we'll work in the garden, we'll have a good breakfast, we'll have a good cup of coffee, and we'll sit down and we'll enjoy a little news, and we'll go someplace, see somebody, do something. If it's God's will, give us this day. And then give us bread this day. What did he say? Give us, here's the second reason. Give us this bread this day to teach us to live every day. Every day. As if this very well may be our very last day.
That's right. Amen.
Because one of these days we truly, and this is just reality. This is fact. One of these days we're going to get up and it will be our last. It will be our last. Huh? We don't even know if we'll, you know, that said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And those of us who have plenty have great cause for thankfulness, because we have more than we ever prayed for. I never dreamed. I couldn't dream as much as, you know, God, Paul said it this way, he gives us exceeding abundantly more then we can thank or ask. I can think awful big, and I can ask for a whole lot. But He's given me more than what I could think of, and more than what I could ask for. Has He done you that way? Oh my, we have more, for we ask for bread for one day, and He gives us enough for weeks. Sometimes He gives us enough to provide for us for all of our lives. And two things, Two things should cause us to be thankful. First is this: God has given us much, much more than we deserve. And secondly, He gives us more, always more than we pray for. Yeah, more than we pray for. Whether little or a lot, we have more, much more than we pray for. Give us, Lord, it's yours. It's your day. You give us what's necessary, what's needful for me today. And tomorrow, we'll ask you again. And the day after that, we'll ask you again. And oh, some of you just, you'd just like to have, there's a lot of folks that would just like to have a yesterday back. But you don't. You got to have today. Today. And I thought of this on the way up here this afternoon. I am so thankful. Give us this day that I'm in God's hands to give to me what's necessary for me. I am so grateful for that. I heard a young woman get up the other day and she was telling a group of people, she said, talking about these bailouts, she said, I desperately need one of these bailouts. She said, could you go talk to the president and tell him? I don't want to have to ask the president for anything. I don't stand up in front of a crowd of a bunch of people and say, I desperately need a bailout. Oh, no. I need God. In spite of everything going around, we need God. Yes, and I want God. I want God. And I want Him to give me what's necessary. Well, that's what we're going to do. Stand with both hands out. Amen. Oh, our Father, our precious, precious Father, how wonderfully gracious You are. How wonderfully merciful, kind, tender, full of pity, kindness, and grace. Oh, Father, that You'd care for us. Tell us how to pray. Tell us what to ask for. And then when we ask You, You give us exceedingly abundantly more than we could think or even ask. Lord, You gave us so much. And so we come back to offer our thanks, to bless Your name as David did, and say, Lord, everything comes of Your own hand. Comes of Your hand, and we thank You for that. We acknowledge that. And we bless You. We just ask You to give us the wisdom to take care of what You've blessed us with, to be good stewards. And we ask You, dear Lord, to enable us to be generous with the things You've given us with, that we may share with others and help the others that's in need. Father, we thank You for the day. Thank You for the saints. Thank You for answered prayer. Thank You for Bill, how You've allowed him to be home. Pray again for Pam, that You'd continue to strengthen her body. Thank You, Lord, for Carlos and Dorothy and what You're doing for them. Oh, God, we thank You that You answer prayer. In our Lord Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.